To Be Frank, the podcast where we dive deep into the mental health struggles of African men that are rarely spoken about. I'm your host, Frank Beecham, and I'm excited to start this journey with you. Hello, everyone, and I want to say welcome back to Be Frank. Before I start this episode, I want to say a big thank you to everyone who supported To Be Frank and has listened, downloaded, subscribed, followed our Instagram, To Be Frank podcast. And I want to say a big thank you to all the queens who are helping and pushing men's mental health. This month of March is International Women's Month, so we're celebrating our queens out there. And so today's episode is going to be about the influence that women have on men's mental health, from providing emotional support to fostering healthy communication. Women play a pivotal role in nurturing the well-being of the men in their lives. So let's explore how these relationships impact men's mental health and the ways we can strengthen them for a mutual benefit, not just for the benefit of the man, but also for the benefit of the queens. So kings, let's go into it. So to first start off, I want to paint a picture. I feel like a story or a scene would actually hammer down this message very well. So imagine a scene where a man, let's call him David, is going through, you know, something difficult at work, and he is feeling stressed out, overwhelmed, and very, very overall, like very unsure about where his future is going or the direction his life is going. And in moments like these, the support and understanding of his partner, let's call her Sarah, is invaluable. And Sarah listens to David's concerns attentively. She offers words of encouragement and helps him brainstorm solutions through her unwavering support. Sarah provides David with a sense of comfort and reassurance, and significantly, that helps him, you know, release his stress, and that basically improves his mental well-being. That's very beautiful, right? Big ups to Sarah, who is a fictitious character, yes. Now, let's flip the script and consider how a man's mental health can affect the mental health of the woman in his life. So now let's take the example of someone called Alex, who has been struggling with depression for several months. And Alex has a partner called Lisa. And Lisa notices that Alex has become increasingly withdrawn, irritable, and distant. Like, the least thing sets him off. Despite her best efforts to support him, Lisa finds herself feeling emotionally drained and overwhelmed by the constant challenges that Alex's mental health poses, or his mental health struggles pose in their relationship. So the strain on their relationship takes a toll on Lisa's mental health, leading to feelings of sadness, frustration, and helplessness. The reason why I give you these scenarios is because I want you to be able to have a picture in your mind. These scenarios highlight the powerful influence that women have on a man's mental health and vice versa. Women, through their empathy, support, and understanding, can positively impact the mental well-being of the men in their lives. The other side of it goes to show that a man struggling with mental health can also affect the mental health of the woman who cares for them or who care for them. So that shows how interconnectedness of, mental health within relationships. So to put into perspective, like, who is the first female, who's the first woman a man actually meets? People are going to joke around and say the nurse, but no. A man actually meets his mom when he comes into the world, and not just a man, I mean, everybody meets their mom when they come into the world. And mothers, I want to speak to you, current mothers, grandmothers, future mothers, mothers-to-be. Even if you don't want to be a mother is not someone who has given birth to a child. A mother is someone who plays a role, like a maternal role in someone's life. So you could even be an auntie, you could be, you know, a friend from work, but just mothers in general. I want you to understand that you are the first point of contact a guy has or a man has when he comes into this world. But when we come into Africa, so narrowing down in Africa, so many females or so many mothers of the old generation, I would say, because I mean, I haven't experienced my generation's women who are mothers, but from the old generation, so many mothers have, or females, have bought into the cultural context of gender roles and a man's gender role in society. I want us to understand that a lot of relationships that we have throughout our lives say this, that many mothers have, like I said before, have bought into the cultural expectations and gender roles in many African societies. Traditional gender roles and expectations have shaped the dynamics of the male-female relationships. Many males in Africa feel the pressure to conform or shape themselves or adapt to the ideals of masculinity that emphasize on strength, that emphasize on provision, especially these two big things, strength and provision. You have so many men thinking that they need to act all macho, gracho, that's even a word, and have to do whatever it takes to provide for their family, whatever age they may be. So you have teenagers who are in high school who feel the need to, you know, provide for their families. And this pressure can affect the mental health by creating stress, anxiety, and often create a feeling of inadequacy when these ideals are not met or they're challenged within the context of their relationships. So to paint another picture for you, we have so many young guys or young men out there who are basically either lying to their parents to get more school fees money or buy books, as the popular excuse was when I was in high school, to buy books and stuff to just to impress women or just to be able to financially provide for their girlfriends or female friends even. And we even have, like, that's even the safest one. We even have young men resorting to crime, like criminal activities such as armed robbery, fraud, scams, call it what you want. So many young men have succumbed to that just to be able to provide for their immediate family, their families, their girlfriends, wives. And reason why I keep saying young men is this goes as far as or as young as 11, 12, 13. We have teenagers feeling the pressure to want to make a significant amount of money in order to live a certain lifestyle, to provide or provide their girls with a certain lifestyle. Young kings, I speak to you today. The women say, or not the women, but people say, I've heard this online, that if you know, say, you know, fi handala, why you go take on? It's not about if you know, say, you know, fi handala. It's not about if you cannot handle. For those who do not understand, basically there's a phrase that's thrown around saying that if she's out of your league, why did you go in for her then? Kings, if a woman who is out of your league, quote unquote, wants you to live a certain lifestyle or wants you to provide way beyond your means, do not break your back. you both in a relationship, you both are supposed to build each other. So, like they say, one day is going to be okay. So if she is not the one who wants to build with you, you find a queen who's willing to build you as you build her. And both of you are going to build an empire together. So do not let the pressure of Instagram or social media or Twitter or, I mean, X, make you feel like you do not belong or you are inadequate as a man. So that's basically one of the huge things that affects mental health, men's mental health. I would also say that another thing is the political and social instability. In African regions where we are experiencing political and social instability, the stress and trauma associated with these conditions can significantly affect personal relationships and mental health. So things like jobs, things like in health insurance, these kind of things affect a lot of people, affect mental health for so many people. There are also like social support systems. I want to point out and say that there are two types of relationships, in my opinion, the supportive one and the stressful one. When a man says he wants peace, doesn't mean he wants peace and quiet. Doesn't mean he wants everywhere to be silent. He wants to go to a sauna and whatever. I remember a friend asked me, what do I want for my birthday this year? And I said, I want peace. And I could tell that she thought I was talking about, you know, just a very chill day. No. What I was talking about was to be able to just be myself without feeling the pressure of letting people down. Having stressful relationships, like relationships that are full of conflict, misunderstanding, and this is a very huge thing, ladies, lack of support can contribute to stress, depression, and anxiety. But when you have a supportive relationship where you're being provided with emotional support, it helps reduce stress and improves overall mental well-being. But I keep insisting and emphasizing on this point that before your mental health is improved, young men, kings out there, fathers, brothers, you have to take the first step. Like I said, I told my friend that I wanted peace. But I had to take that first step in finding my peace. No one was going to give me that. When I find it, that's why it's called a supportive relationship, not an establishing relationship, not a primary relationship. You shouldn't make, and this goes for both males and females, you shouldn't make a relationship your whole world. You shouldn't make a relationship be... If it doesn't exist, you cannot function. So I would say this, having a supportive relationship is great, but a stressful relationship can break your mental health or mental well-being. But outside of that, the wider community and social networks beyond individual relationships also play a critical role in shaping the mental health outcomes of men. And that's why I keep emphasizing that as a community, we need to come together to change this gender role or this African concept of what a man should be or what a woman should be, and just let people be people. So that kind of brings me to the three ways that I feel or I think that women can help contribute to men's mental health and vice versa, where we can both help each other and work together. First one is communication, encouraging open communication. Women can create a safe space for men to express their thoughts and emotions without, keyword here is without fear of judgment. By fostering or encouraging open communication, Women empower their kings to share their struggles and seek support when needed. This strengthens the emotional bond between partners. And I watched a video one time which says, don't speak to the man you see in front of you. Speak to the king inside him. The words a mother says, the words a woman says, can really, really alter the mindset of a man. Because when he goes out there, I saw this thing, it says, a man can hear another man tell him that he is a waste, or he is useless, or whatsoever it may be. But, or he can hear another man tell him, be a man. But it's not going to hurt as much as hearing a female that he's been vulnerable with telling him, be a man, or telling him he is waste, or telling him he's a useless man, telling him he cannot do anything, he cannot amount to nothing. Let your words build, not tear down. But men, I will say this. You can force a horse to the riverside, but you cannot force it to drink the water. A woman can create the space for open communication, but if you do not communicate, you will just be like Alex, damaging your queen's mental health, as well as your mental health, and your relationship will be destroyed. I heard a story recently where, D was able to tell her man, she asked him, like, how are you actually doing? And he had the choice of saying, hey, I'm fine. But he decided to take the step and confess and say, I am not okay. And when he confessed that, she told him that, I'm here for you, gave him a song. The song was Overrated by Jonathan McReynolds. And I found that song very interesting, where it says, it starts with saying, wear an S on my chest even when it don't match what I'm feeling. Help a friend in distress, always saving instead of healing. So she told him this, and she, you know, gave him that song for him to meditate on. And he told her that he couldn't talk to her because he's afraid that it's going to be too much baggage. And by having this open dialogue, rather than say, what do you mean, or, you know, tear him down, she reassured him. That was the most interesting part to me. Dee reassured this guy and told him that everybody has baggage, but I'm here for you if you want to talk about it. If you don't want to talk about it, I'm still here. I'm willing to just be on the phone with you, willing to just be around you, go hiking with you, all of that. And that made him feel safe. So it goes both ways. By creating that space and by taking that step, man, you can actually better your mental health, as well as the mental health of your woman, and don't leave her, and that doesn't leave her feeling frustrated, like she cannot be there for you. Number two would be providing emotional support, which is building a foundation of mutual emotional support is essential for maintaining healthy relationships. Both men and women should actively listen to each other, offer empathy and validation, and work together to navigate life's challenges, promoting resilience and well-being for both partners. And the third one is prioritizing mutual self-care. Taking care of each other's mental health is a shared responsibility within relationships. It's not the woman's job to only take care of the man and then leave her mental health. It's not the man's job to always cater to the woman and, you know, forget his mental health. Like people say, happy wife, happy life. No. There's going to be a whole other episode of communication within relationships and how communication within relationships, you know, affect mental health and well-being. There's going to be a whole different episode. So if you have not followed, liked, subscribed, turn on the post notifications on our Instagram, you're going to miss that episode. Because in that episode, I'm just going to give you a trailer, in that episode, I'm going to be talking more about how some women say it's safe to talk to me, but when a man talks to them, it's used against him. And some men also abuse that safety in a relationship to emotionally manipulate females into just, into just having their way. So that's just a trailer. But as we wrap up today's episode, let's remember the profound impact that women have on men's mental health and vice versa. By ensuring healthy relationships built on empathy, communication, and mutual support, couples can navigate life's challenges together and cultivate resilience in the face of adversity. Thank you for joining us on To Be Frank today. And To Be Frank, let's keep this conversation going. In case you missed it, the top three: encourage open communication, provide mutual emotional support, and provide or prioritize mutual self-care. I can't wait to talk to you about communication on our next episode. Until then, have a good one. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to To Be Frank for more insightful discussions. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media using the hashtag #ToBeFrankPodcast. Until next time, take care and prioritize your mental health.